This is Amelie, scene 3, take 4.
Yes, Sherlock. There seems to be several breaches in ethics here. First off, Chinese manufacturers seem to be acting unethical in their production and cover-up of tainted dog foods and treats. No one in the industry is willing to take responsibility for the problem.
Yes, Sarah, that is true. It seems to be a very large problem tied to profits and very difficult to isolate a single source or cause.
There also appears to be unethical handling of the sales of these treats in the U.S. and Canada by the distributors of these products. Although there have been some recalls on certain products that have been identified as a danger, the majority of the imported treats are still being sold, many times to unsuspected consumers like Sally, with dire consequences. I think that distributors should be more diligent in selling products that they know are safe. This would be the ethical thing to do.
And the FDA seems to be working very slowly to find the source. That doesn't seem very ethical either. Allowing these companies to continue to sell imported treats when it has been determined that they can cause illness or death.
Yes. In my opinion, the warning given by the FDA does not go far enough to protect the public and their pets. It is not ethical on either part to allow these treats to be sold in the U.S. or any other place. It looks like a number of unethical patterns involving this matter, and it does not look like we're going to have a solution anytime soon. We warn all pet owners to be very careful about what they feed their pets. And if you see any symptoms that were like what were described today, please take your pet to the vet. Thank you. Good night.